Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Let's give God praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory.
Give unto the Lord.
Oh,
ye mighty. Give unto the Lord. Glory and strength. Give unto the Lord. The glory.
Heavenly Father, we just bless you, Lord God, today. We do thank you, Lord God, to be gathered here in the tabernacle. The saints, Lord God, the chosen, hallelujah, the church, the ecclesiasts. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the hearing of the word from the prophet, Lord God. And we do bless you, Lord God. We heard it, the saints worldwide heard it, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you to be in such a case this day on the Sabbath day. We ask that you bless Pastor Rice, strengthen him, anoint, Lord God, with fresh oil as he breaks the bread of life to us, Lord God, and with us, Lord God. We do thank you, Father. We ask that you help the congregation, Lord God, have that open faith, that excitement, that expectation, Lord God, to hear the word of truth, that we might be made free. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may take your seats. All right.
Bless you, Jesus.
You don't have a song today? I have a song. There was a time on earth when in the books of heaven an old account was standing of sins yet unforgiven.
All right.
My name was at the top.
All right.
And many things below.
Yeah.
I went into the keeper and said, oh, long ago.
Long ago.
Long ago. Something to bear witness to.
Amen.
Something to do.
Hallelujah.
Do the truth. Buy the truth. Sell it not.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice in the truth.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Speak the truth.
Hallelujah.
All right, let it be.
Hallelujah.
How's everybody doing?
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, one thing came to mind. Help me, Jesus. You know, as Brother Stair was speaking, he talked of things concerning people that are here, people that used to be here. And, you know, some of the things that were spoken, some may relate to more fully than others.
Thank you, Jesus.
You understand.
Thank you, Jesus.
But still, it was all for edification to the entire body.
Oh, Jesus.
You understand? He talked about this when he talked about that when this situation, that situation, but still all for the edification of the body.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the accounts in the Bible are just like that. You know, there's some about David, some about Solomon, some about Cain, some about Abel, but they're all about you. They're all about me.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Glory God.
The two things primarily that the Bible tells us.
All right.
Come on. That all men are sinners. And Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Hallelujah. Anybody in here can rejoice over that? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right, all right. Let me read from the book, all right? Just for a little while. Glory, glory. It is the Sabbath day.
Yes, Lord.
We're already in the tabernacle. We're here by God's divine decree.
Amen.
We are all called with an holy calling.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We should give glory to God.
Yes.
Who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes.
Delivered us from the power of darkness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes.
The psalmist said it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Praise the Lord. Well, do you all remember how Brother Sarah started the message today? You all won't get upset if I remind us, do you? Somebody say remind us. Okay, let remind us. He said, shame on you all. That sister's over there crying and hollering and going on it, and you all ain't help. Shame on y'all. Well, we still don't agree with that. We're still doing it today. Huh? So guess what? The answer is still the same. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Now come on, saints. Y'all say y'all believe the prophet. Hello. Y'all don't believe that part though, do you? Uh-oh, they're looking around now. Did I say something wrong? Remember how he began the service? He rebuked us. Why? Because we wouldn't help the sister praise the Lord. You know what's happening today? Some of us still won't help the sister praise the Lord. Huh? But God called us to give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that's not the first time he's done that. Well, he still hadn't gotten a righteous response from everyone.
My Lord.
Huh? Anybody know why? Well, he covered that too. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're stiff-necked. Hard-hearted, lovers of ourselves more than we love God. We're head in high-minded.
Yes, Lord.
Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
Yes.
It is a paradox that the great God came down from heaven to save wretched sinners and they have trouble praising him.
Right?
That's a paradox. I stand amazed even to this day. Really, I do. Y'all don't stand amazed? That a prophet would have to come in and rebuke people because they wouldn't praise God?
Right.
Huh? Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is,
man. What more would they have to do?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
No?
Right.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Let me see. Let's find some accounts here, see what they did. Okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, help him, Jesus.
Yes.
This is out of 1 Chronicles.
My Lord.
And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart.
Perfect heart, yes, Lord.
And with a willing mind.
Willing mind, yes, Lord.
For the Lord searcheth all hearts.
Yes.
And understandeth all the imaginations
yes.
of the thoughts.
Amen.
If thou seek him, he will be found of thee.
Yes, Lord.
But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Amen.
Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen you
hallelujah.
To build an house for the sanctuary.
Yes, Lord.
Be strong and do it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then David gave to Solomon his son the pattern of the porch and of the houses thereof and of the treasuries thereof and of the upper chambers thereof and of the inner parlors thereof and of the place of the mercy seat.
Mercy seat.
I love the sound of that mercy seat.
Mercy seat, yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Mercy seat.
And this said David, verse 19, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of the pattern.
Yes, Lord.
So David had the pattern. David gathered the materials for his son Solomon, who built the temple.
Amen.
And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong.
Be strong.
And of a good courage.
Good courage.
And do it.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you, Lord.
Mary said to the men about the wine, whatever he saith unto you, do it.
Hallelujah.
And David is telling his son Solomon, just do it. Sounds like the encouragement and challenging that Moses gave to Joshua. Almost the same words. He said, be strong and of good courage,
yes, Lord,
and do it. He said, fear not. That what Moses told Joshua?
Yes.
Fear not, nor be dismayed. Ah, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee.
Hallelujah.
He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Hallelujah.
Until thou hast finished all the work. For the service of the house of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Thank you. Oh God.
And behold, the courses of the priest and the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of God.
Yes, Lord.
You won't have to do it yourself.
Thank you, Father.
You've got all these people of God to help you.
Yes, Lord.
And there shall be with thee for all manner of workmanship.
Right.
Every willing, skillful man.
Willing, yes, Lord.
For any manner of service. Also the princes and all the people will be holy at thy commandment.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great.
Great, yes, Lord.
For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God.
Amen.
Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God the gold for things to be made of gold, the silver for things to be made of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron, and so on and so forth. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God,
my Lord,
I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God,
oh God,
over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you.
Praise the Lord.
God. Yes, God.
Are we not in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Although God dwell not in temples made by hand,
amen.
He did command them to build the temple.
Hallelujah.
He did meet them there.
Hallelujah.
Although God dwell not in temples made by hand, doth he not meet us in the meeting place?
Amen.
Is he not in our midst right now? Should we not reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by? Hallelujah. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment. The gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and all manner of work to be made by the hands of artificers.
Hallelujah.
Listen to this. And who then is willing,
willing
to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Isn't that a good question? Let me ask it again.
Hallelujah.
Let me ask it again.
Hallelujah.
Who then is willing,
willing
to consecrate his service?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Huh? Unto the Lord this day.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
Huh?
Glory, God.
Who, how about the bridge? players?
Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Yes, Lord.
How about the carpenters?
Yes.
The electricians?
Yes.
How about the cooks?
Yes.
How about the laborers?
Yes.
How about the house cleaners?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. How about the gold milkers?
Yes.
Who is willing to consecrate their service into the Lord? Concerning us, who is willing this day to consecrate their service unto the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to read some more. Then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribe of Israel, and the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the rulers of the king's work, offered.
Yes, Lord.
Willingly.
Willingly.
I'm reading out of the book. Okay? We might have to go back. We might have to call this the text. You know? Who then is willing to consecrate his service to the Lord? Not tomorrow. Today. Huh? Who is willing to worship God today? Who is willing to praise God today? Because with perfect heart, they offered willingly. head above all. Hallelujah. For the riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. In thy hand is power and might. Hallelujah. And in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. Therefore, our God, we thank thee. And praise thy glorious name. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. But who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? And what is my people? That we should be able to offer so willing.
Hallelujah.
It's the Lord's doing. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That we are able. But who is willing to consecrate his service unto the Lord this day?
Hallelujah.
He made us able.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort.
Hallelujah.
David gave glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because they were willing. Because they had something to offer. But they knew where it came from. For all things come of thee. Praise the Lord. And of thine own have we given unto thee. Strangers in the earth.
Hallelujah.
On sojourners,
yes, Lord.
As our fathers were.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But we're looking for a city with foundations,
hallelujah,
whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. What's he going to? He's going to give you the kingdom. It's your father's good pleasure. Y'all understand that all God requires us to offer unto him, it come from him. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Huh? We are for the Lord's pleasure. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father. Oh, what a praise David gave. There's still more, though. He said, I know also my God. This is a man after God's own heart. You see how he talked to God? Huh? He said, yeah, we give you stuff, but it's your own. Yeah. He said, I thank you that you make us willing. Huh? He's a man after God's own heart. Huh? He don't find a reason not to worship God. Huh? He don't find a reason not to raise his hand. That thou triest the heart.
Yes, he do.
And has pleasure in uprightness.
Yes, Lord.
As for me, in the uprightness of mine heart have I willingly offered all these things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now I have seen with joy the people. Huh? With joy the people.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sleep now, saints. We want to give God some glory. He that sleepeth in the night. He that's drunken is drunken in the night. We've come aside. This time, this place, gathered in the tabernacle. It's time to give God glory. Time to give God praise. Time to worship the Lord. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord all ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory to his name. Some like to hold up their books. Well, we can hold it up now. All that I've just talked about, all that I've read, all that I proclaim, right out of the book. We're talking about an offering unto the Lord. And the question of who is willing to consecrate his service unto the Lord this day. Hallelujah. I know tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow maybe, but who is willing to consecrate his service to the Lord this day? All that you're able to do. All that God has empowered you and skilled you to do. Are you able, are you willing to give that to the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Amen.
Yeah, not unto yourself, but unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have builders and carpenters here. We need somebody to consecrate that service to the Lord. Huh? We have people that pull the weeds and make the pies, but we need that service consecrated unto the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Yeah. We're going to put up solar panels. We need to consecrate that service unto the Lord. So again, the question, who is willing this day to consecrate his service unto the Lord? Hallelujah. You all shouldn't think this a thing strange. Huh? Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I've still got the book. Listen to this. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. Hallelujah. In the assembly of the upright. In the congregation. Hallelujah. Won't have to twist my arm. Won't have to bend my arm. I will do it. My free will offering unto the Lord. Hallelujah. psalmist said the works of the Lord are great.
Great.
Sought out of all men that have pleasure therein.
Yes.
His work is honorable.
Yes.
And glorious.
Yes.
And his righteousness endureth forever.
Yes.
He has made his wonderful works
Hallelujah.
To be remembered.
Yes.
The Lord is gracious
yes.
and full of compassion.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yes.
Oftentimes when we leave the tabernacle, see the beautiful sunset.
Oh God.
Huh?
Oh God.
We hear the song of the cicadas. How about that? Wonderful, wonderful. We see the flowers blooming.
Right.
Glory, glory.
Right.
This is the work of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. This morning I sat in front of the dining hall, as I often do. Of course, it was still dark. In the shadows, I could see the houses, from the lights from some of the houses.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
I could hear the roosters crowing. I looked over there, and there was a light in the chicken house complex. And the roosters, they get up early.
Hallelujah.
And they give God glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
So while it was yet still dark, and I'm sitting on the bench, the dining hall is sort of covered with darkness, but above, the light in the sky is beginning to appear.
Hallelujah.
And then there's the day star.
My God.
I saw it with my own eyes. This is not he said, she said.
No.
I'm a witness. I saw the day star.
Yeah.
And then it was between two power lines,
Glory.
About centered.
Yes.
And then there were trees around that,
right.
you know, clothed it. What a beautiful,
beautiful.
Thing.
Hallelujah.
The day star. God put it there to look at me. And I looked at it. The goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me. Praise God. My heart and my soul began to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
But by the time I left, it was no longer centered between the two power lines. So the earth had moved some. But while I was gazing upon that, I thought, you know, some are gazing upon that for occultic reasons.
Sure.
Give glory to the devil.
Uh-huh.
Some are using it to maybe chart their course. But I thank God that I was able to look at it and give God glory.
Yeah.
How about that? Hallelujah. In everything give thanks.
Yes.
This is the will of God.
Hallelujah.
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 You know, we often hear about praise and worship being different, and it is. But I'm telling you that gratefulness is essential to worship.
Amen.
There's no way you can worship God being unthankful. Everybody listen to me. If you worship God, it will be out of a grateful heart.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. And singing praises and praying go together. Praise the Lord. Just like Paul and Silas at midnight, they prayed and they sang praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. God sent a great earthquake. The foundations of the house were shaken. All the doors of the prison were open. You know, when you begin to praise God, you begin to sing praises to God, the prison doors open, the captives are loose. Somebody say amen. This is the spiritual application. I'm talking about the spiritual doors, the things that hinder you from doing what God would have you to do. You know, the Lord is that spirit, and where the Lord is, the spirit of the Lord. pray and sing praises to God, we'll see lots of things already taken care of. Oh, you'll see a lot of mountains coming down, a lot of walls coming down. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why do we think the account's in the book? Huh? They weren't murmuring and complaining when the prison doors were open. They were praying and singing praises to God. Hallelujah. That's what Jehoshaphat and his band was doing. That's what they did around the walls of Jericho. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the wall came tumbling down. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's not what we can do. It's what our God can do.
Hallelujah.
What can he do? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we may ask or think. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
I'm still reading out of the book, you know. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will be ever mindful of his covenant.
Yes, yes, yes.
How about that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He has showed his people the power of his works.
Hello.
Are you not his people?
Yes, God.
That he may give them the heritage of the heathen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The works of his hands are verity and judgment.
Yes.
And all his commandments are sure.
Sure.
This is David talking about his God. Man after God's own. You can talk like that too. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The judgments are true and righteous altogether. Hallelujah. We've got no complaints against God. Only thanksgiving, praise, and worship to our God. Hallelujah. He's given us less than our iniquity deserves. Lord, been good to us. Well, is this proper? Is this righteous? It is comely. Right out of the book, brother. Praise. It's comely. Yeah, he beautified the meek with salvation. And those that are called out of darkness, they do show forth the praises of him that called them out. See you running around the tabernacle, brother. Come on now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who is willing to consecrate his service to the Lord this day? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. It's a righteous response. What we ought to do. Oh, yeah. We're blessed to be able to do it. Hallelujah. To glorify God. Yeah, to show forth his praise. To tell of his goodness. The book is full of it, you know. This isn't just one-time deal. That's what God's people do. They worship him. They praise him. They give glory to him. They offer their bodies a sacrifice. Their service. They consecrate it to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Ah, Father, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
They stand fast forever and ever. And are done in truth and uprightness.
Amen.
He sent redemption unto his people. He hath commanded his covenant forever.
Forever.
Holy and reverent is his name.
Yes, it is.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. you, Father.
Bless you, yes,
Lord. Your great goodness. Your marvelous loving kindness.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, for your mercy, oh God.
Oh,
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No more darkness, no more night.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm so happy.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Well, I've got another scripture.
Bless you, Lord.
I do have the book here this morning.
The book. It's in the book.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, the scriptures that were written for our learning and for our admonition.
Yes.
Upon whom the ends of the world have come.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory. Let me read this one out of Philippians. We like that, huh?
Yes.
One of the letters of Paul to the Philippians. Listen to this.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shine as lights in the world, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not only in my presence, but now also much more in my absence. Mm-hmm. That's pure. That's holy.
Right.
If it's only when he's present,
right,
it's no good.
No good.
You know how some have done.
Yes.
Huh? But God is not deceived. He's not fooled, you know.
No.
He still tries the heart. You understand that?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory.
Glory.
Yeah, we are in our most purest form when nobody's looking at us.
Yeah.
But God's looking at us even then.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
All right. Work out your own salvation.
Yes, Lord.
With fear and trembling.
Amen.
For it is God which worketh in you.
Yes.
Both to will and to do his good pleasure.
Amen.
Do all things without murmurings and disputings.
Hallelujah.
Hmm?
Hallelujah.
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 Without murmurings and disputings.
Hallelujah.
This is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God.
Lord.
Without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation.
Yes, Lord.
Among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Glory.
Hmm? Holding forth the word of life.
Hallelujah.
That I may rejoice in the day of Christ.
Yes, sir.
That I've not run in vain.
Hallelujah.
Neither labored in vain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to run, let's run to obtain.
Yes, sir.
Because many run in a race, but only one received the prize.
Right. Amen.
Therefore, run that you may obtain.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all.
Amen.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
All right.
Is that how we do it?
By law.
We maintain that we're willing this day to consecrate our service to the Lord. We may be poured out,
oh God,
to service for our brother.
Or
do we serve ourselves?
Oh God.
Y'all understand God's purpose, don't you?
Yes.
Amen.
Let me read it again. Yea, and if I be offered up on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all.
Hallelujah.
For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. Do ye rejoice with me?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For what is service but the life of Jesus lived through a vessel of earth, fragile clay, loving and giving, poured forth for others. Living sacrifice from day to day. Who is willing to consecrate his service unto the Lord this day?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
God is searching the hearts.
Yes, he is.
Hmm?
Do it, God.
He that searcheth the hearts know what is the mind of the Spirit.
Oh, he does.
He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Well, I got a letter last night. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that nice? Some are, some are not.
Yeah.
I've gotten both kinds.
Right.
You know, sometimes when soldiers in service in their way, they get Dear Johns. Yeah. Not good. Not good. Dear John said, Dear John, I can't wait no longer. I found Jody.
Yeah.
Now he's the love of my life. We got all these letters that Paul wrote. Letters that Peter and John wrote and one that Jude wrote, huh? Love letters from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. But in the letter, I was reminded of the two sons. Where God, or the man, told the sons to go work in the vineyard. The one son said, right away. And he didn't go. The other raised the stink, said, hell no, I won't go. But then he repented and he went.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Well, the letter I got was from one of the brothers here that somewhat submit to my authority.
Bless you, Jesus.
How about that?
Bless you, Lord.
Of course, he's been cutting up, you know. So, he wrote me a letter on his behalf.
Praise God.
Of course, there are other brothers here that said me and not. Y'all know that, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
Of course, they all claim that they're in service to God.
Oh, God.
You understand?
Praise God.
But I say the brother who's cutting up and submit to my authority is more in order than the brother who say he's not cutting up.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody understand that?
Yes. Amen,
see how I tell the truth?
Go ahead.
Now, some are going to have a problem with this.
Absolutely.
How do you read it? Huh?
True.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You
know, there are things that people do things for Brother Stair, but they won't do it for me. They won't do it for you. Why can't we just offer our service unto the Lord this day, willingly? Instead of holding people's person in advantage for advantage.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, told me straight out, yeah, I'll do it, but not for you. I'll do it for Brother Stair. Well, that's problematic, you know.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Of course, he's got cohorts here who strengthen him in that.
Yes.
I still give God praise.
Right.
Hallelujah. I've got no complaints. God's been good to me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And in either way, you acknowledge me or don't, I'm still provoked unto love and good works.
Amen.
You understand that?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
And the Lord God still will have his way.
Amen.
All the demons of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, what do you think we're going to do in the end? I've got it here. I'm going to read it. Y'all don't think I'm not going to get to the end of it, are you?
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. We won't all come together and complain. Or some show up and the others don't show up.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless you, our Father.
Yeah, he's going to gather together his elect.
Amen. Yes, he is.
They won't be fighting.
No.
They'll be willing, though.
Willing.
They'll have power.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They'll be overcomers. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, Pastor Rice, maybe you shouldn't mention these things. I think I should mention them.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm telling you, since I came here, brothers warned me. I mean, actually warned me. And reminded me that he warned me.
Yeah.
about standing up in the night. I warned you not to do that, he says. I warned you not to do that. Well, should I obey God or man? Now, he's got cohorts, you understand. And I don't care what you say and how you smile. I know that.
Right.
You're not going to move me, though.
Right.
I'm still going to speak for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm still going to give him glory. Still going to praise him. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell the truth, though. Well, why don't you tell us about to go in the realm? I'm telling you what's going on right now. In your wicked heart. And that goat in that ram. You understand? We don't want to know about that. We want to hear all these new things.
Yeah.
You go to Mars Hill then.
Well.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Put a smirk on your face.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that's remarkable, man. Said, I warned you not to get up in the tabernacle. I warned you not to stand up in the night out and preach.
Wow.
But I'm provoked, you know, on the love and the good works. Hallelujah. Now, one said it, but he's got people that agree with him. Everybody understand that? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
So some are for God and others are not. Because I stand up in the person of Jesus Christ, speaking as the oracles of God, to give God glory, to edify the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, while there are some that warned me and some said, get off the podium, get off the podium. There's others that said, man, I wish you would preach. Hallelujah. We're not going to act like it's not happening.
No, we know.
We're not going to talk about the ram and goat and bypass this. We love that, wouldn't we? Anything that has to do with us here. We want to talk about the war over there in Ukraine. How about the war right here in the midst of God's people? We have all of this knowledge. We do not know how to get along. How about that? Are we going to lament? Hell no. We're seeking our own. We the way of peace we've not found.
No.
I know.
Hallelujah.
No.
Remember.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Bless you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
I'm going to get to the end of it.
Yes, amen. Yes, we are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, I could expound. Why do you think that is, Brother Rice? Well, I know because some just don't want to acknowledge God and what he's doing. They think they have a special place with God that's above everybody else. They really don't know how to be a part. They want kudos for themselves.
Right.
They don't want to give God the glory. Why would not a people want to come in here with us and worship? Why would we make excuses for that?
Right.
I would think God's greatness would be above it. I would think that. But you look around and see. Look around and see. Look around and see. Now the same ones that are not here, they're going to smile in your face and make themselves out to be spiritual.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Well, how long hold us between two opinions? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory.
Remind me of the time that Brother Sarah said he preached and then he got out of the pulpit. One said, man, you keep preaching like that, you're going to drive everybody off.
Right. Yes.
Somebody else said, man, you keep preaching like that, you're going to fill the place.
Right.
Huh? Yeah. And that's how it's always been.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But God is God and he always will be God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In every situation. situation, every circumstance, it's right to give God the glory. If you're spiritual, if you're carnal, if you're weak, if you're strong, if you're male, female, it's right to give God glory. It is a lying spirit that comes up with some reason not to give God the glory. The glory is due the Lord. Now, who is willing to consecrate his service to the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. We don't find that astonishing and amazing. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. But brother, we still don't want you cutting up. And, you know, when I do talk like I am now, I'm talking to you. You say, I won't talk to you. I'm talking to you. Many things I try to address when I do stand up. Because then I have some peculiar help from God.
All right.
Is that all right?
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
So I'd rather speak to you like this.
Right.
Would you listen, though?
Hallelujah.
And just say, well, Pastor Rice, well, I am talking to you. But not for your destruction.
No.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Not for retaliation.
Right.
Nothing I said in here is for retaliation.
My God.
You understand? I said that it's a help to me because I have wisdom from God and grace from God to use anything
grace,
that
grace,
he for my
grace, grace.
For my advantage.
Oh, grace, God.
You understand that?
Oh, grace. Yes, Lord.
Whichever the wind blow, I'm going to set my sail the way to get me moving.
Yeah.
Huh? How about that? Hallelujah. We have this grace from God.
Hallelujah.
So whether you curse me or you bless me, I'm going to make sure God get the glory. Is it all right? Because he's worthy. Huh? How shameful if I don't give God the glory because you cursed me.
Right.
David didn't do it like that.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But too much we've had these things that distract. You know what I'm saying. They want to talk about everything else about what's going on right here and now. Huh? Who the Antichrist is. Well, there's many of them. Even now. You understand that?
Yes.
Even now, are there many Antichrists? That's how we know it's the last time.
Hallelujah.
Now, what is Antichrist? I warned you not to preach the word of God. Huh? That's Antichrist. I can't come worship with y'all. That's Antichrist. I can't give God praise. That's Antichrist. Y'all hear me preaching? I don't care if you don't believe me. Because this is Christ. He's worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We don't do him a favor when we raise our hands. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Which do him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't come here to point to ourselves.
No.
See how spiritual I am. I'm not going to worship Pastor Wright. Hell no, we come here to worship God. That's just your sorry excuse for not doing it. He's still worthy. Hallelujah. You mean you're so spiritual and y'all don't know that?
Hallelujah.
What shall we render unto the Lord? For all of his benefits toward us. What should we do with it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, as I said before, some that are not here are more honorable than the ones that are here. If you believe all of that junk, then you shouldn't be here. But there are some here that do lie. Understand? They give strength to that stuff. The spirits are in here. I warned you not to preach. I warned you not to tell the truth. Huh? Well, I'm going to tell the truth. Yeah, we are to present our bodies. Huh? These vessels of clay. That Christ may live in us. That we may be poured out in the service to our brother. To our brother. To our brother. And who is my brother? Am I your brother? Well, some make sure that they don't encourage me. But you know what they do? They encourage me. How about that? Hallelujah. That's the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So I'm making a point not to come here. You know what? I'm encouraged. The Lord is with me. Whithersoever I go, I'm going to be strong enough with good courage. I'm not going to be dismayed. You all can sit like a bump on a log in here if you want to. Brother Stair talked about it. I believe the prophet, you're still sitting in here like a bump on a log. You ought to move for God. Well, we don't remember that. I know how our selective is so, our memory is so selective because of our evil hearts. We don't remember we ought to give God praise. Huh? We don't remember we ought not come in here like a bump on a log and be spectators but be participating. We don't remember that. I have a friend.
Yes,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, yes, Lord. Jesus. Be Lord Jesus.
Bite the hand that feeds you. Yeah, we do that.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Bless you, Jesus.
Yes, we do.
Glory to God.
Well, Pastor, you're not qualified. Well, if I wasn't willing, I wouldn't be. But since I'm willing, he qualifies me. How about that? What would I have to be qualified for service to God? Go to the seminary, have a PhD? Come on, somebody tell me.
All right now.
Huh?
My Lord. Oh, God.
All we need to be qualified is be willing. And everybody not willing. They're not qualified. And they envy me because I'm qualified. Not because of anything of my own, but because I'm willing.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Don't get angry with me. But if you do, I'm going to be encouraged. I've still got this one to read. I know it's the Sabbath day and you all want to go rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Now I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors.
Hallelujah.
And their works do follow them. And I looked and behold a white cloud, and up on the cloud sat one like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle,
yes, Lord,
and reap, for the time has come for thee to reap.
Amen.
The harvest of the earth is ripe.
Yes, Lord.
And he that sat up on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped.
Mm-hmm.
And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And another angel came out from the altar,
hallelujah,
which had power over fire, and cried with a loud voice,
yes,
to him that had the sharp sickle,
mm-hmm,
saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters,
yes,
of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
Right, yes, Lord.
And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
Hallelujah.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Glory.
He's trampled out the vintage,
yes,
where the grapes of wrath are stored. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even until the horses bright.
Yes.
For the space of 1,600 furlongs. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous.
Oh, in heaven, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Seven angels having
glory,
the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God.
Yes.
And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire.
Mm-hmm.
I also saw them that had gotten the victory over
his image. Hallelujah.
Glory. They got the victory over his image. The victory over his mark. They got their victory over the number of his name. And they were on a glass of sea, and they had the heart of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who are those going to get that victory? Those that have faith in God. Huh? The elect.
Glory.
Hmm? We will not be deceived.
No.
Not take that. We'll get victory.
Victory.
Over the beast.
Right.
And all the power of the beast. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Well, I find that reason to rejoice. Hallelujah. Yeah, no need to hang your harp on the willows. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What did they do? Well, they sang the song of Moses. Y'all want to hear it?
Hallelujah.
They said, great and marvelous are thy works.
Hallelujah.
Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints.
Hallelujah.
Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? Nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We read back in Chronicles, we read all the way through, and even at the end, you see, huh? We're going to say, great and marvelous are thy
works.
And we, in whom Christ dwell, we should be able to say that now. Great and marvelous are thy
works.
We can shout the victory, shout today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I would have you know that I'm far from my comfort zone.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But I'm safe in the arms of Jesus.
Jesus.
I believe I'm in submission to the living God. That's why I have confidence. That's why I have peace. Huh? That's why none of these things can be. I believe God. I have faith. faith in God. He's the only hope that I have. He's the only hope that we have. I'm going to rejoice in that hope. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. Who shall not fear thee?
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us stand, saints.
Yes, Lord.
Who is like unto thee?
Of the upright. And thank you, Father, for sending us your prophet that we might be sound in the faith. Thank you, Father, for that warning from the prophet to call us together. And I find most are more honorable than myself because I didn't come right away. But we all made it here that are here now, and we praise you, Lord, for gathering us here. And thank you for the pastor. Thank you for bringing us into one fold, because we were all spiritually already gathered together, but and now physically in the same place. For this is the end. We're so close, and only you know, Lord, the time. But you do all things well and on your time. So we must wait patiently for you, Lord. And we must hope in you, because there is no hope in this world. So we look to you, Lord, and for your coming again, and we must wait patiently for you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Thank you, Father. Oh, help us, Lord. Help us, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen.
To be watching.
Glory.
Yeah. For the coming of the Lord.
Glory. Jesus. Glory.
We want to be found watching.
Glory.
For the coming of the Lord.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
Huh?
Glory.
We're going to dwell with him.
Yes, Lord.
He's going to dwell with us.
Yes.
We're going to worship him.
Glory.
Huh?
Yes.
Now, if we are estranged from him, estranged means separated, indifferent. You understand that? That's what estranged means. That's what we were before we came to Christ. We were estranged. But we were reconciled to God by the death of his son. That means that there's no need for us to come in here and act like we don't know what to do. Huh? That's indifferent. That's his strength. Don't draw nigh to God. Be reconciled.
Hallelujah.
You're going to wait till he come, and then you're going to figure out you need to praise him and and stand in awe of him. Don't be a fool. You're going to stand in his presence and show him you're calling, telling you this and that, and you're not going to give him glory. This is just plain and simple.
Hallelujah.
We're not to be estranged from God. We should feel right at home. This is your Father's house. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Because what we're endeavoring to do now, we're going to do forever, you understand. We are going to take time out and go plow the field. You know, like we do now. We're going to take time out and go press the grapes. We're just going to give God glory. And if you're looking for him, if you're watching, then this is a good exercise. It's what's due the great God. Hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Great and marvelous are his works.